Poems Every Child Should Know. Edited by Mary E. Burt. Section 38. Read for LibriVox.org by Kara Schallenberg. This section contains two poems, The Finding of the Lyre and A Chrysalis. Part 4 continued. The Finding of the Lyre. Once a year, my pupils teach me The Finding of the Lyre. By the time I have learned it, they know the meaning of every line and have caught the spirit of the verse. There is an ancient lyre, or violin, made in northern Africa, in the possession of a Boston lady, and I have found the mud turtle rattle among the Indians on the Indian reservation at Syracuse, New York. They use it as a musical instrument in their Thanksgiving dances. The poem helps to build an interest in history and mythology, while it develops a child's reverence and insight. There lay upon the ocean's shore what once a tortoise served to cover. A year and more, with rush and roar, the surf had rolled it over, had played with it and flung it by, as wind and weather might decide it, then tossed it high where sand drifts dry, cheap burial might provide it. It rested there to bleach or tan, the rains had soaked, the sun had burned it, with many a ban the fishermen had stumbled o'er and spurned it. And there the fisher-girl would stay, conjecturing with her brother, how in their play the poor estray might serve some use or other. So there it lay, through wet and dry, as empty as the last new sonnet, till by and by came Mercury, and, having mused upon it, "Why, here," cried he, "the thing of things, in shape, material, and dimension, give it but strings, and lo, it sings! A wonderful invention!" So said, so done, the chords he strained, and as his fingers o'er them hovered, the shell disdained a soul had gained, the lyre had been discovered. O empty world that round us lies, dead shell of soul and thought forsaken, brought we but eyes like Mercury's, in thee what songs should waken! James Russell Lowell. A Chrysalis. A Chrysalis is a favorite poem with John Burroughs and is found, too, in Stedman's collection. We all come to a point in life where we need to burst the shell and fly away into the new realm. My little Mädchen found one day a curious something in her play that was not fruit, nor flower, nor seed. It was not anything that grew, or crept, or climbed, or swam, or flew. Had neither legs nor wings indeed, and yet she was not sure, she said, whether it was alive or dead. She brought it in her tiny hand to see if I would understand, and wondered when I made reply, "You found a baby butterfly." "A butterfly is not like this," with doubtful look she answered me. So then I told her what would be some day within the chrysalis, how slowly in the dull brown thing, now still as death, a spotted wing, and then another would unfold, till from the empty shell would fly a pretty creature by and by, all radiant in blue and gold. "And will it truly?" questioned she, her laughing lips and eager eyes all in a sparkle of surprise. "And shall your little maiden see?" "She shall," I said. How could I tell that ere the worm within its shell its gauzy, splendid wings had spread, my little maiden would be dead? Today the butterfly has flown. She was not here to see it fly, and sorrowing I wonder why the empty shell is mine alone. Perhaps the secret lies in this. I too had found a chrysalis, and death that robbed me of delight was but the radiant creature's flight. Mary Emily Bradley. End of section 38. Read by Kara Schallenberg on October 26, 2006, in Oceanside, California.